So you were a section manager there at that time, and that gave you, you know, you were really up at the top. Now to break through into management like that, must have been difficult for you, because you are a Catholic, aren't you?
And
you were breaking into a Protestant. So sometimes it became very difficult. I know in Guinness's and places like that it was difficult to, if you were, am I right or am I
wrong?
Oh,
you're right, yeah. There were no Catholics wherever Fall Man. But that started to break down around that time. It started to break down.
Were you one of the first?
I was probably one of the first, yes. Yeah.
And did that make a difference? Did you feel that you...
No difference whatsoever.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. No, but...
But it probably broke down in the factories
earlier
than it broke down into the offices. The offices was the last kind of...
Yeah, that's right.
Area.
The offices were the very last.
Yeah.
There were some offices and they wouldn't have a Protestant, or they wouldn't have a Catholic in them. There was like the bitterness that was there and shown to Catholics was unbelievable. You know, if you were a Catholic, there were certain jobs and you just couldn't, they wouldn't work with you. You know. I wouldn't like to elaborate on that, you know.
Were you ambitious?
I wouldn't say I was ambitious. I was just happened to be in the right place at the right time. But I never was going out of my way for to try and get up the ladder, you know.
And do you feel that you had the skills and the...
I got on all right. Yeah. I left school at 14, but I went then to, I used to go to the tech. I used to go to tech 5 nights a week.
What were you studying?
English, Irish, arithmetic, you know, all that kind of thing.
Were you?
At
did
night.
You? Yeah. And did you do your leaving or did
I never
you
actually
remember?
Did my leaving, no.
Yeah.
But I worked now for, I went
you,
for
you
years.
Did, you did study business.
Hmm.
Yeah, you did business studies then.
And
were you, that's extraordinary, and the technical college that you went to, where was it?
Was a place in Kevin Street, yes. Mm. Yes, that's where we went, yeah, Kevin Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you, so it's a fantastic story when you think that you, you know, you came in at the bottom and you only had, left school at 14, but... So you were determined to get on in life and do things.
I think that I never was kind of ambition trying to push myself. I just happened to be, just let the thing happen if it happened. If it didn't, it wouldn't worry me, you know?
Yeah.
But I would say that maybe just to look at it from an outsider's point of view, like that Dad was maybe quietly ambitious in the sense that he always wanted to do the best job possible. And in that sense, proved himself as a good worker and a good person. And I think the one thing that Dad had, that if you talk to anybody that worked for him or worked with him, he was an incredible people person. And that wasn't that he was a soft touch, but he was, anybody you would ask about Dad would say he was fair.
So you got on very well with the men anyway, and the women there.
And the women, yeah.
And so, were you sorry to see Jacobs go in the end?
Oh, God, yes, yeah. Because my mother had worked in it, my father had worked in it, I worked in it, Sandra worked in it. Mm. You know. She did well, Ella Jacobs, really. You studied work study, didn't you?
Yeah, I did industrial engineering.
Industrial engineering.
And I went at night time from college.
Oh, yes.
Mm. I went to college at night time. I worked during the day in the industrial engineering office.
Mm.
And I went to college at night then for 3 years.
Time and motion study.
So Jacobs has been part of your, a big part in
my sister worked in
marketing.
Yeah. in sales, and then she went. She was a PA as well in there. Before she went,
the funny thing about it was a family business, because, like, you look at me, and my father was in it, and my mother was in it, and most people that worked in it were the very same.
There was a lot of sisters, brothers, there was a lot of fathers and daughters, fathers and sons, you know.
Mothers and daughters.
There was lots of different people. So it was kind of like, it started off as a family business with the beauties or whatever, but it ended up like that, you know, people, like I know my vague
huge amount of people worked
there. My dad's son worked there for years too, like, you know.